Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here in our studios. It's Brett Altman, who is the CEO of the Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital here locally. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
Appreciate it. I know I've kind of been bugging you for a little bit about getting in here and visiting. You've had a chance now to get situated as the CEO here for a little over a half a year. Mm-hmm. You've had a chance to experience some things, meet lots of folks, get lots of feedback. How's it going so far?
You know, it's going great. I think Atlantic, Cass County, and Cass County Health System are the best-kept secrets in Iowa. So it is a great place to be. We have wonderful people here. Everybody I've met, both in the community and in the hospital community, have been very welcoming to me and my family.
What drew you here in the first place?
Well, you know, there are lots of different categories of hospitals in the country, and a lot of people don't realize, but Cass County is in a category of hospitals that still allow a lot of independence and autonomy and growth potential. And healthcare has gotten very complicated, and I am a small town farm kid, and Atlantic just was a great fit for me and our family.
I'm sure you had other opportunities and you've done other things, mm-hmm. obviously, in your professional career. How is this different from what you've done in the past?
Oh, well, so I came from a Newton, Iowa, population about twice the size of Atlantic and twice the size of Cass County. There's just different challenges. Again, that was a different category of hospital. And it was a hospital that became a system-owned hospital. And so prior to that, my background is actually as a clinician. So for 20 years, I practiced as a physical therapist and a director of rehab. And, you know, people ask me all the time, do you miss rehab? And, you know, I like variety, and I like what I'm doing now. And here at Cass County Health System, there's just a lot of opportunity to make improvements, and yet it is one of the best facilities in the country for a community our size.
Does it make you a better administrator, having the ability to have been able to see that from a provider's standpoint?
Absolutely. I think the more experiences you have, having had laid hands on a patient helps be able to relate to physicians and providers and concerns, and certainly being as patient-centric as we can be to improve the healthcare of our community.
You bet. Well, it's everybody comes in with ideas, and folks usually have their course that they want to chart when they start a new opportunity like this, and they're put in a position where they can be in a leadership position. But then, too, you hate to just make massive overhauls and changes and things. You got to get to know some things first. The people are important. I assume you took some time to really get to know the folks that you're working with.
Absolutely. The first thing that I did when I arrived was send out a communication to all of our staff, kind of introducing myself and who we are as a family. And it just so happened that we have quarterly employee forums or town hall meetings where all employees come to a session and get updates on the latest things happening at Cass County Health System. And so I was able to meet with everybody face-to-face within the first 2 weeks. But maybe more importantly, we instituted a program called Put Brett to Work. And I went around to every department and learned what each department's challenges were, as well as what their achievements have been, and they could put me to work. Some of them chose to do that, and others didn't, and I could learn what they do every day.
Well, I know you've got some quality skilled professionals there, too. It's always difficult to single out in such a large organization, but, you know, for example, Dr. Chad McCants recently was named as a hospital hero here in Iowa, and we've had some others in past years as well from the facility here. It speaks well.
It does speak well. Cass County Health System has an outstanding reputation around the state in the hospital and medical communities, and Dr. McCants is no exception to that. Dr. Berry received the award last year. Only 10 people in the state received this Hospital Heroes Award presented by the Iowa Hospital Association. And it does speak to our reputation that for 2 years in a row, and we have had others before them, receive this award.
Talk a little bit about the future, because that's what a CEO is all about, is working on the future and coming up with that vision. What do you see happening down the road? There have been a lot of upgrades and changes facility-wise here, but you've got to keep ahead of the game in the healthcare system.
Yes, and you know, we have four overarching goals here. Perhaps the most important one is to provide more services locally. Access to healthcare is a big concern across the nation. And let's face it, we have an aging community and we have people that don't want to travel to a city for healthcare. And so we're working hard to recruit more physicians and more specialists and more providers to our community. And the neat thing about that, too, is it provides economic development for the area as we bring young professionals to Atlantic. And they see what a great place this is, and we grow the community as well. Besides providing more services locally, some people may know that we were chosen in February as a top 100 critical access hospital in the country, which puts us up into the 95th percentile or in the top 5% best hospitals in America. So we know that we're well on our way of achieving our lofty vision, which is to be the best rural hospital in the country.
Lofty goals indeed, and it takes a lot to be able to do that. Is there something that bothers you most when you look at the challenges? Because there are always challenges in everything, but in running a rural hospital, there are some particular challenges that come up. Is there one that bothers you the most that you have on the top of your list of things you want to accomplish?
Of course. So, you know, I think that one of the challenges is just the pace of change had been forced to accelerate so much because there are continual changes in rules and regulation, and healthcare is the most regulated sector out there. And so one of the things that we're facing currently are challenges with the Iowa Medicaid program. And the American Healthcare Act that expanded healthcare services provided coverage for tens of thousands of additional Iowans, and that seems to be in jeopardy. And to be able to take care of the poor and most vulnerable among us is something that we've been working hard on with our legislators, both in state legislature as well as the U.S. Congress.
Sure. There are always some changes going on in the healthcare industry, and when you have a local hospital, folks will see that. What are some of the more visible changes that folks will notice here over the next, you know, say, year or two?
I guess facilities and equipment. Cass County Health System has the best, and we just upgraded our mammography machine to be 3D mammography now, which is really state-of-the-art and top-of-the-line mammography. And Cass has a larger percentage of women with undetected breast cancer. And so we feel like this is an important part of achieving our mission of providing a superior experience to everyone we're privileged to serve. But we truly have the latest and greatest equipment. So we're excited that next week we will begin providing 3D mammo here in Atlantic.
So immediate changes folks will recognize right away. And I suppose that's kind of the key goal is when you're running, especially a rural hospital, when folks do have choices in the healthcare industry, just because your hospital is here locally and it's supported by the folks in Cass County doesn't mean it's always the first choice. So they do have options. And that's one of the challenges is to build that trust with folks.
Exactly. And again, I think that comes back to recruiting excellent physicians, and we're blessed to have great providers here. We've actually recently recruited 8 additional providers since I've been here, which is almost unheard of for a community our size. So Dr. Ben Howard began about 3 weeks ago, along with a physician assistant, Max Starlin. And we also have, of course, Dr. Warish providing orthopedic surgery again in Atlantic. And he also has a PA a physician assistant by the name of Jennifer Piper. We've recruited a couple of nurse practitioners, both to the Atlantic Medical Center as well as to our emergency department, Ann Weisler and Jessica Jackson. And we've recently hired Alicia Hardy for the Atlantic Medical Center, another nurse practitioner, in addition to another dermatology provider and an OBGYN for our specialty clinic. And the latest news is that we just signed this week another primary care physician for 2018 who will be arriving next September.
Wow. Not slowing down anytime soon, are you?
We're not. And we are still recruiting. We still have needs. And there is a shortage of providers. But we are probably in as good a shape as any rural hospital in Iowa now. And we're going to get better from here.
Excellent. And personally, you and your family are settling in just fine.
We are. You know, again, Atlantic's been very welcoming to us, and we've been very blessed to get here. And we're kind of in a different stage in our life where we have a daughter that's starting to make college visits, and we're taking time to do things that we weren't taking time to do before. And we love our church and community here, and just have made lots of friends. And kids are in athletics and enjoying that very much as well.
Excellent. Settling in just fine. Well, Brett, so glad to have you around, and hope that's a good long-term marriage here. Continued success.
Thank you very much, Jim.